Sports analyst Moses Fuamuning says the sports spirit has gone out of Ghanaians. He says what is happening today shows that Ghanaians cannot be taken for granted. Speaking on Behind the News last night, Mr. Amwining said Ghanaians are exhausted, frustrated and skeptical that huge sums of money paid to Black Stars players have not yielded any results. He noted that the Black Stars players are themselves aware that after the World Cup in Brazil, Ghanaians have lost faith in them.
I think more than anything else, what happened in Brazil showed that a nation cannot be taken for granted. And I think that is the message that both the players and the management of the Football Association should come to grips with. My own impression is Ghanaians were not happy about the way our own players, our own friends and brothers, held the whole nation to ransom. I think that really was a problem, because in the final analysis, they got $100,000. But look at the game against Portugal. Absolutely shambolic. You know, a lot of people are a bit fed up with a lot of money being thrown to a particular national asset and we don't get a result. Look, Ghanaians would not really mind if you give them $100,000, $200,000 and they won the cup. But they're not winning it. And clearly, I think it is time that the management of the national team and those who manage issue be aware that you have to tie monetary compensation and any reward scheme to success.
Mr. Amwini was not happy with coach Avram Grant's initial tactics, which include the new diamond formation he introduced. He also complained about the Stars' training in the cooler climate of Spain when the battle was to be fought in hot and humid Equatorial Guinea. Despite these, he was, however, optimistic that the Stars would beat South Africa by 2-0.
One of the problems that we had was with the coach himself, and I was a bit surprised that a lot of Ghanaian journalists didn't point this out. I mean, which good teacher will begin to teach new topics during the period that is set up for revision? So I think it was a bit dodgy for Avram Grant to begin to introduce a new tactical framework for the team 10 days before a tournament. It didn't make sense at all. And then deciding to go and train in Spain at an average of 12 degrees and when you're going to play in 35 degrees with humidity over 79%. So I think that he made some very important wrong calls for the country, and that's why we suffered a little hiccup that we had at the beginning of the tournament.
But what changed in the second game? Most people believe that they did well the second leg.
We did well in the second game because he changed the tactic and he allowed the boys to play a system that they're very comfortable with, the flat back four.
Well, the tournament is ongoing. Tomorrow we are going to meet the Bafana of South Africa. They have 1 point and they vow that will go up and off. East and West, they're going to beat Ghana. How will you assess our chances tomorrow?
Actually, when I hear language like that from Sheikh Mashaba, I understand together with his assistant coach, all of them are suggesting that the only way that Ghana can win is by Juju, then I think we have a chance, because I think this sudden success has gone into the head of this South African coach, and that's where their problem is, because I don't think we're going to underrate them. And, you know, Ghanaian teams always start slowly and they're beginning to pick up. I think they're a bit foolish to suppose that they can beat Ghana, you know, at any time, at any day. And that's why I just have this sneaky feeling we're going to win 2-0 tomorrow.